Football is in the air. Training camp finally here. The countdown to camp, 3 days now. Thank you very much for joining us. Eric Dallala, Andrew Mason, Phil Milani here. Countdown to camp. Guys, we've talked about all the different position battles that we wanted to focus on heading into training camp. Now it's time to look ahead using your crystal ball. What are you expecting from this Broncos team this season?
I don't have a crystal ball. I have a magic eight ball.
Yes or no questions?
Well, no. Sometimes it comes back and says, ask again, or outlook not so clear. And frankly, that's what it keeps coming up with for the Broncos in 2017. The range of possible records, I mean, you know, this team, you know, if everything goes right, it could be 13-3. If everything goes wrong, could be looking at double digit losses. You never know.
Well, we know what the standard is around here. They won 5 AFC West titles in a row. Did they do enough to overcome the Chiefs and Raiders? They were behind those two teams last season.
Well, one thing I think you can guarantee is I think whoever wins the AFC West is going to be right in line for that bye in the playoffs. And so you might need 11, 12 wins to get there, and it's going to be a competitive division.
What would surprise you about this Broncos team this year?
I'll kind of give you a counter. It would surprise me if Von Miller was not an All-Pro again, if Chris Harris was not an All-Pro again, and if Von wasn't right there for Defensive Player of the Year. He missed it by one vote last year. He knows that. He's ticked off about it. And I think you're going to see a Von that he went down the stretch last year without a single sack. That's not going to happen this year. He had a couple forced fumbles, but not to his standard. I think you're going to see Von Miller make a lot more plays this year, especially with the upgrades you've made on the rest of the defense.
And that's key, the upgrades on the rest of the defense, because if you can defend the run better, you're probably going to have more pass rush situations. One reason why Von Miller's sack total declined late in the season is that teams didn't have to attack the Broncos honestly. They knew they could get 4-5 yards a pop running the ball, so they kept doing it. And they go back to, say, the Patriots game, for instance. They weren't even challenging Chris Harris Jr. and Keith Tlaib at all.
They didn't need to.
When they did throw, it was short underneath type stuff. They were staying away from the no-fly zone entirely. So if you've got a better run defense and you're able to play from in front, and that's also incumbent on the offense improving, then you're going to have more pass rush situations because the opposing offense, is the quarterback's going to have to look downfield, have to hold the ball a bit longer, have to challenge the no-fly zone. That sets up Von Miller for a big play. There you go.
Okay, well, what if I put things this way? We know how good that defense was last season. What if the offense scores 10 more points a game, 14 more points a game? I mean, what are the possibilities there?
World championship. If that's – no, seriously, if you're talking that many more points a game.
10 points a game, that's not that many more points.
Well, I mean, you're in
mid-20s. So you're in the mid-20s.
Well, that's enough to win a lot of games.
Yeah, that.
If you score more than 20 points, you're probably winning
10
that
more
game,
points
right?
is increasing it by
doubling it, maybe?
By 50%.
Sometimes last season.
That's a bit. Look, if they increase it by 10 points a game, that's a 50% improvement, and you're talking about pushing 30. And if the defense is what it is, again, that's why I say if you have that, you're talking about a team that could be putting a ring
on
it. Could
the offense do that? I mean, with Mike McCoy, some of the additions they made on the offensive line, they have the Pro Bowlers outside. I mean, why couldn't this offense do that?
Maybe it could get there at the end of the season. I don't know if it's going to be there early.
It's going
to
take time.
Yeah, absolutely.
9-7 last season. I mean, one or two more wins, maybe? Is that possible? Getting the playoffs?
Getting the playoffs.
But here's the thing. Even though I say there's going to be some fits and starts, you still need to get off to a good start. I think a 4-1 record in those first 5 games is crucial because you have that 3-game road trip.
That Kansas City game right around Halloween, how much is it going to be on the line there?
Yeah, it could be huge, but the thing about it is even really good Broncos teams, like the 97 World Championship team, went 1-2 in a 3-game stretch. And I look at that 3-game trip at the Chargers. The Chargers, that's a team. They could be anything. I mean, they could be
right back in.
They could be back contending for the division. They could struggle again. And then you go to Kansas City, which is going to be difficult on Monday Night Football, prime time. Not a favorable matchup, to say the least. And then at the end of that, you have to go to Philadelphia. And, you know, Carson Wentz, if he's made that second year leap, you know, who knows where they could be? Who knows what kind of confidence they might have?
It's the NFL. Every week in the season is going to be a tough one. When are we going to know if this team's for real?
I think right around that Kansas City game is when you could figure out, depending on, you'll see that first stretch where May said would ideally go 4-1, 5-0, and then you get to that Kansas City a couple games later. If they're even competitive there, if they can steal a win there, I think that's when you know if this team's on track for the playoffs and something more.
If they're out, if they come out of that Philadelphia game to hit midseason at 6-2, then I think it's real. Even though they were 6-2 last year and faded, I think if the team gets to midseason at 6-2, you'll be in good shape.
It's exciting to look ahead, isn't it, guys?
It's the best part of it.
That's the beauty of the NFL. I mean, you can really go from last place to first place, get into
happens
playoffs.
Almost every year.
Who knows what can
you
happen?
You can go from first to worst to first and go from first to worst.
That's crazy. It's the NFL.
Look at Carolina last year.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. Let's hope the best for this Broncos team, right? Yeah. All right. Well, no more waiting. 3 more days to go, and then training camp will finally be here. This is the last edition of Countdown to the Camp. Thank you very much for joining us throughout July. For Eric Dallala, Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer's probably on vacation somewhere. Who knows where that guy is? I'm Phil Milani. We'll see you when camp begins.